Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Matthews Opera House subscription concert series begins this Friday night. As usual, the six shows on the calendar offer plenty of variety. Before we discuss the upcoming season, here's some music from January as the Portland Cello Project played the Matthews Opera House. This song is called Tomorrow, Tomorrow. Again, that was the Portland Cello Project with Tomorrow, Tomorrow, performed in January last season at the Matthews Opera House. Joining us now is Sean Young, Executive Director of the Matthews Opera House. Sean, that certainly speaks to the variety of performers that you like to bring in, doesn't it?
Yeah, we really like to bring in a lot of different genres into the Matthews Opera House to, you know, be able to have what you get to experience usually in an urban setting in a small town.
Yeah, if that doesn't convince you to check out the subscription concert series, I'm not sure. Well, we're going to talk about the next season here, but here's a little more from the Portland Cello Project. We'll be back with Sean in a minute. This one is called Between the Bars. Between the Bars by the Portland Cello Project, recorded at the Matthews Opera House in January for their last season. Sean Young is joining me on the phone from Spearfish right now. We'll here to talk about Matthews Opera House subscription concert series, the season ahead. Sean, tell us a little bit about, do people buy season tickets now for the whole series, individual concerts? Before we get into who you're bringing in, how does the process work?
Sure, you can buy either the entire series, which we'll be selling through Friday night, for $125 for adults and $60 for children and Black Hills State University students, or you can also buy single tickets to each of our shows, and those tickets are typically $25. So, you know, you're basically getting the show for free when you buy the season tickets.
Right, that is a really good deal, and now I'm trying to figure out how I can get to Spearfish more often.
We'd love to have you out here.
All right, who's kicking off the season this year? Who's the series kickoff?
We are kicking off the series with a delightful band out of New Orleans called Mighty Brother. We first were introduced to them in 2016 when they stopped in just to look at the Matthews Opera House when they were driving through this area. We really enjoyed them and talked to them, and then they came and played for us as our headline band for Festival in the Park last summer. We thought that this band really deserved to have the opportunity to have an audience that sat and listened to them. So we are bringing them in on Friday night, and they're a lovely lyrical band that plays a lot of original music.
Sean, tell us a little bit about the October 26th concert.
Then we're bringing in jazz violinist Christian Howe's quartet with Southern Exposure, and that really focuses on jazz with a Latin kind of musical influence from Argentina, Spain, and Cuba. We're very excited to have him here. He's a renowned jazz violinist. From there, we then move into January, where we're having Shakespeare in Jazz. Award-winning composer and pianist Daniel Kelly takes the words of Shakespeare and sets them to music and jazz, and we're really looking forward to that evening. It's part of our big read that we're going to be doing, and that has a lot of Shakespeare involved. And we think this is a really accessible way for our audience to get to experience Shakespeare as well as our children in the schools.
All right, so do you mean there's vocalists there as well?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, there's a vocalist as well. Yeah, it's going to be a really wonderful show. A jazz vocalist playing, performing along with the band.
Yeah. Okay. Move us on to March then.
Yeah, in March we have the Peachorine Ragtime Society Orchestra playing to silent movie. This is a really unique experience for those of us who have never seen silent movie played with the original music. So we're going to be watching three of the silent movies, Charlie Chaplin's The Pawn Shop, and then Buster Keaton's Cops, and Laurel and Hardy's Big Business, and we will have an orchestra that will be playing the original music that accompanies both.
Yeah.
It's really exciting for us because the Matthews Opera House was Spearfish's original movie theater, and silent movies were performed here.
All right, so my grandmother used to play piano for silent movies in Lake Park, Iowa. So I'm just going to throw that in there. This is an experience not to be missed because it used to be, you know, musicians were hired to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we're you know, this will be a truly unique experience.
Yeah.
And then we welcome back the National Players from the Olney Theater in Olney, Maryland, with their performance of Twelfth Night. This will be our fourth year with them, and it's one of becoming one of our audience favorites to get to see professional Shakespeare on our stage. And then we finish up our season with our community theater show of The Curious Savage.
Mm. Tell me more about that. Is it a comedy?
It is a comedy. It's a story of an elderly widow whose husband leaves her $10 million. Her children, her stepchildren are not very happy about that, and because she wants to give the money away to people who want to pursue their dreams. So they put her into a sanitarium, and from there she creates friendships with all of the residents in the sanitarium and uses the money in that way.
Wow.
And it's really a fun show.
A little something for everybody with this season. Tell us a little bit about more about the history of the Matthews Opera House itself.
Well, the Matthews Opera House was built in 1906 and, you know, opened up as a theater to be able to have performing acts coming through the way that we do today. It then turned into the first silent movie theater and then went dark for a while in the 1930s, 40s, was resurrected in the 50s and 60s with summer theaters. And then the community really began to realize, along with their current owner, Mike Kelly, that this place needed to be saved and restored. So there's been a real major community investment in the Opera House. And since then, we do all kinds of things here, everything from community theater, children's theater, you know, the types of concerts and performances that you see. We use it for a lot of our other community events. So it's a real focal point of downtown Spearfish, as well as, you know, the arts and culture in our community.
I love the community of Spearfish, first of all. Great listeners of In the Moment. And tell me a little bit about how they have embraced not only the theater itself, but some of these groups that come in and welcome these really diverse offerings.
Yeah, you know, we decided that we were going to really have a series where our objective is to bring in a variety of world music and American roots fusion and jazz to our community. It's music that you typically can't get in our area. And we work very hard to make sure that we have residencies with most of these bands when they come through so that people in the community can be a part of the experience in a different way. So we often have the opportunity to have children meet them, experience their work, as well as some of our people in assisted living facilities and things like that. But we often have dinner with them. They're at the coffee shop. They're seen around town. So they really get to be a little part of Spearfish life during the few days that they're here.
Yeah. Do you find then that once they come, like, you know, you mentioned the Mighty Brothers, that there is that connection with the folks in Spearfish where they're going to follow the career of the Portland Cello Project or other, you know, sort of fan favorites? And how does that sort of change the culture of Spearfish and South Dakota then long term?
Well, first of all, I do think that happens with some of our bands, and that's exactly what we would love to see happen, is that people get to have this opportunity to experience people, you know, experience these bands firsthand, and then they may, you know, choose to go ahead and follow them, you know, with Mighty Brother and other bands like this that people certainly then travel to see. We've heard that when we brought Matsuto through. We heard that many others, that they also, people went to see them in other places as well. So I do think that kind of the whole idea is to kind of open up the world. This is, you know, we don't think of it as geographically isolated, but the rest of the world views us as geographically isolated. And it's a challenging place sometimes to get some of these kind of really different types of bands to be able to route through here. It's a long distance from Denver and Minneapolis.
Sure.
And so I do think that this has opened up that kind of experience to our community. And I think our community has really embraced it. I would say that this is a type of a series that's hard to do a lot of times because you're not sure if everyone's going to like the types of music genres that you're bringing in, and will you be able to financially support it? And what I would say is that our community has embraced this idea of we want to experience the world, and I think that's been a wonderful thing.
Right, and once those musicians and actors and artists come through Spearfish, yeah, they're going to tell people in the rest of the country, like, yeah, check out Spearfish.
Yeah, we get a lot of positive comments from our musicians that come through and our performers, and they do share that. You know, we see that on their Facebook posts and their other social media sites that they've talked about our community. Many of them call us, you know, when they're coming through again to see if there's any opportunity to be able to perform here. That's basically what's happened with the National Players.
Right.
We, you know, this group of 10 young people comes to our community every year. Now it's different people every year, but they've gotten used to the fact that this is a really nice place for them to come. And they, we do our residencies with them quite a bit different than a lot of the other communities, where we don't do as many performance kind of based residencies and a lot more in the classroom residencies, and then residencies out with our Northern Hills Training Center for developmentally disabled adults and some of our assisted living facilities, as well as our Canyon Hills Youth Psychiatric Treatment Facility.
All right, Sean, we're going to leave listeners with a little menagerie from Mighty Brother, but very quickly tell us how to get tickets for the upcoming concert series.
You can get the tickets at matthewsopera.com. You can buy them at the door, and you can also call us at 605-642-7973. And tickets are $25. The show is at 7:30 on Friday night.
All right. Here is a little taste. Sean Young, thank you so much. And here's Menagerie
thank
by
you.
Mighty Brother.
Glide on the ocean bed, fish swimming overhead. Breathe without oxygen, dive as deep as the dolphin swims. Now go, you alone, you alone.